You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
All right, let's get into these mock drafts as well, because while I and I'm sure many people in Pat's Nation have intense mock draft fatigue, they still continue to whirl and swirl. And the people that are putting them out now are the ones we should probably listen to, because they're the folks that hear the things. Although, then again, every now and again, one of your directors of scouting may accidentally like a tweet where it says that Minnesota Vikings are going to send a package that the Patriots can't resist to trade out of three so they can take Drake May. In a point of interest to the audience, the Vikings could potentially be interested in Drake May. So Bucky Brooks said to Daniel Jeremiah the other day on a podcast, because Josh McCown, the quarterback's coach now for the Minnesota Vikings, Andy?
I believe so, yes.
Yes, coached Drake May when he was in high school. So they have a connection there, and I'm sure McCown is banging the drum telling Coach Kevin O'Connell, he formerly obviously of the New England Patriots and the Jets, he's probably telling him, get this guy, this kid's a stud. But will the Patriots back out of three? People like Albert Breer and more are saying, hell no, the Pats are staying at three. So Andy, they stay at three. Give me the mock draft that caught your eye the most, or the one that you think is the most engaging in recent post.
Well, I'll give you two, because I think they're interesting in that they stick with the status quo in a way, but acknowledge a different route. And that in within the last 24 hours, two big guns, I'd say, probably two of the biggest guns, Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network, and Mel Kiper, the godfather of the entire mock draft process, put out their latest mocks. In the Daniel Jeremiah one, he goes with Jaden Daniels, which I think a lot of people now have accepted. No, Jaden Daniels is going two to the Commanders, but whatever. He goes with Jaden Daniels. He has Drake May going to the Redskins. Excuse me, Commanders. Can't say that.
Shame.
Side note, found an old PFW cover that in light of the name change in Washington looks borderline inappropriate and racist. So we'll stick away from those.
Yeah.
Stuff happened. Sorry, it was a different era.
Not our fault.
My great Grammy Hart used to say things that you're not allowed to say now, too. She grew up in a different era. We move on. We live. We learn.
We live. We learn.
Anyway, so the Jaden Daniels one is from Jeremiah, who is on the record of late as saying Patriots are just going to, I think he almost used the word, stuck at three. They're taking a quarterback. Their entire plan this offseason was similar to Mass Live. Sign a veteran bridge guy, ooh, Jacoby Brissett, and then draft the quarterback of the future. Almost nothing is going to move them off their spot, so he goes with Jaden Daniels. Mel Kiper goes with Drake May, but in his little write-up says, I feel a lot less sure of this, or something to that. Like, I think opening the door to, quote, a bevy of picks would move them off this spot, and they might trade down with a team like the Vikings. That's the popular one, because you could get the 11th pick, the 23rd pick, and a first-round pick next year. So I found it interesting that Jeremiah seems all in on their staying put, standing pat, if you will, pun intended, taking a quarterback. Kiper still has him taking a quarterback, but he's less secure in that prediction, and he's kind of opening the door for them trading out of that. And I love one idea. I hate the other. I love the stay put idea. One of these guys could be a franchise quarterback. I firmly believe that. I love Drake May. I want Drake May. I would accept Jaden Daniels. If you trade down Fitzgerald, it's the same question I've asked. To what end? Who's my quarterback? When do I get a quarterback? How do I get a quarterback?
Okay. Well, it's very interesting that you posit such, because in once again, looking at the draft order for 2024, Minnesota is going to have a secret meeting, or rather not so secret meeting. Can't be a secret if you tell everybody, but they're going to have a, it's funny how that works.
A secret meeting.
Hey, none of you are invited to our secret meeting. Yeah, but now we know about it. Okay. So our not so secret meeting, you're still not invited. It's private. Got it. Okay. Now I know how those words work. Minnesota is going to have a private workout with JJ McCarthy. So I think they're trying to figure out if JJ McCarthy is worth trading up for. And I wouldn't be surprised if they do the same for Drake May, in which maybe they would make said Godfather offer that Cameron Williams, director of scouting for the Patriots, accidentally liked a tweet over. And then this happened on Monday night, the 18th of March. And then he quickly unliked it after it blew up on Twitter last night. It was like 1 hour where everyone was like, what the hell is this guy doing liking this? Was this a lazy thumb, or was this a, ooh, I probably shouldn't have let everybody know that we're aware that Minnesota is going to be coming for pick three. So the Giants, if they want JJ McCarthy, they may have to try to trade up unless they feel like the Patriots aren't moving off, which could make things interesting. The team I would want to trade with in the first round might not actually be Minnesota, but rather the Giants, because, and here, now I'll sort of unveil my plan here. Going back to the whole, we are in a sad deficit of stardom in Foxborough. I feel like if the Patriots stay at three, I'm almost as inclined to take the person I know is a guaranteed star and is going to be a high floor, high ceiling player for years to come. So that's why at three, I would consider taking Marvin Harrison Jr. And then I would trade back into the tail end of the first round with my second overall pick. I like Michael Penix, and I've liked him for a while, and I know it's unpopular. I can't handle people telling me I'm an idiot for liking Bo Nix anymore. That's fine. I'm off the Nix train. I like Michael Penix. And if I think he's got an arm, I think he could actually be a really solid quarterback. I think that for some reason, I'm actually confused by the Penix slander, or rather the Penix doubt, beyond the fact that he had the injury concerns earlier in his collegiate career. I just don't know if apparently he's very impressive in the room. You love the swag. You love the cockiness, Andy. He seems like he's got a lot of the it factors, and he's a big physical body. And, you know, last week on the Dan Patrick Show, he read aloud a text he got from an NFL scout and longtime talent evaluator who remained anonymous and said, this is the time of year people are overthinking these things. The Patriots should just sit at three and take Drake May. This kid's a stud. I'm just concerned that if they miss, now you have no star receiver. You have no other stars on the team. And fans are just going to be like, can I have somebody to watch, please? Is there anything interesting about this team? So that's why I've gone stud receiver, grab a quarterback, and see if you can actually try to hit the lottery by nailing two first round picks this year.
So, I hate the plan because I'm a
so I hate your plan. It sucks.
So first, I hate it because you know where I am. If you don't have the quarterback, the rest doesn't matter. I actually think it might be worse because it'll add specificity to your frustrations. because you have a quarter receiver that no one can get the ball to. Like, he's just this wasted opportunity.
Potential. I mean, Jacoby Brissett is not he's not an amputee, for God's sakes. I mean, like, he can actually throw. He's not a great long-term solution. And I'm not saying I'm not saying Marvin Harrison Jr. comes in and turns into 1998 Randy Moss, and all of a sudden Jacoby Brissett is Randall Cunningham reincarnate, and the Pats are going 15-1. Damn you, Gary Anderson. But, you know, I mean, I'm pretty sure Brissett can even find a way to get the ball to a 6'4" guy that can run like a 4.3 as a gazelle and has perfect hands.
I don't want to besmirch Jacoby Brissett because I like him, but he's not a very good quarterback. Like, he just isn't.
Then why do they have him?
Because he's perfect for the position he's going to be in, which is
fill human the shield.
Void. Well, no, fill the void until the young guy is ready, and do that with no drama, no issues, no egos, no questions about room and the development.
Then just have him be a coach and let freaking Bailey Zappi throw the ball. If Zappi can throw the ball better than Brissett.
No, because Zappi wants to play. That's okay. The issue is Jacoby Brissett, I believe, was hired and paid to not play whenever they tell him not to play. Like, and to be able to do that as a true professional and embrace it and accept it in a way that is beneficial to the young guy, the entire team, to just, he's manipulating the culture and the room. That is what Jacoby Brissett is to do. The other issue I would have for you. Now, I think this is stupid, but we often address stupid on here because, well, sometimes we're stupid. So
no shame in that.
Right. So you characterize Marvin Harrison as like best player available, sure star, elite receiver, generational
can't
talent.
Miss.
Okay. So why then is he the third best receiver on some people's draft board behind Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas?
Where did all of this come from recently? Like, I've noticed like yesterday, you know, I get tagged in all of these new aggregator things where, you know, like ML football, not Dove.
Oh, yes. It's annoying. And you got to know,
because they want you to then reply and help and retweet it and quote post and whatnot and ding dong and twitch.
They can blank my blank.
All right. Maybe it sounded very match game. Andy said you can blank his blank.
Fill it in how you like.
All this aggregate, like, and I get tagged in all these things. And now the one yesterday that was filling my timeline when I was just trying to start a dialogue with people during the Keefe show for some of the things we had as engaging call topics was, you know, like, oh, now Malik Nabers is now going to go the first receiver off the board. Marvin Harrison Jr. is the worst. I had all these people like clogging my timeline saying like, this guy would set the Patriots back. He stinks. I mean, now people say he sucks, that he's not a good receiver. Like, what are people doing? And you know what? Okay. If the Giants want number three so badly because they're afraid Minnesota is going to jump up and get McCarthy, I will gladly, if I'm the Patriots front office, I'll move back to six. I'll take the Giants second round pick. And then I'll take Malik Nabers at six if Arizona wants to take Marvin Harrison Jr. And then I can trade back in for Penix and I can still grab my tackle of the future, or I can grab Troy Franklin or Xavier Leggett. Would you not, if I could tell you, you could have Xavier Leggett, Malik Nabers, and Michael Penix, would that not be more interesting than just Drake May and one of those, maybe A.D. Mitchell?
Did you say Drake May and A.D. Mitchell?
Potentially, yes.
Okay, that's my dream, because I think that dream has you in AFC contention in 3 years.
Whoa! Wow!
I think you are thought of with the who's who in the conference. If you get that specific pairing, Drake May and A.D. Mitchell, I think both have elite up. I think there's a chance A.D. Mitchell might be the best receiver in the draft when it all is said and done in 5 years. And I'm not on the Marvin Harrison crap on train, too much time, analysis, paralysis, whatever the hell we're doing.
We are definitely in analysis by paralysis season.
He's the best receiver. Take him. Like Arizona, he is a slam dunk, no think, do it again pick. But they have their quarter, for better or worse, they have their quarterback, Kyler Murray. So to me, he's the perfect pick for them. He's going to be a stud. He's going to be a pro bowler.
MHJ you're talking of, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got Larry Fitzgerald's hands, but he's got a body like Randy Moss. Like, you don't see people like this. This is a faster Megatron that is coming your way.
I'm not as in all in on Megatron. I'm a step below that, but I think he'll be a Pro Bowl receiver. So don't overthink it if you're in that spot. But the Patriots are not in that spot. They don't have a quarterback. They can't pretend they have a quarterback. Nothing near a quarterback. The whole thing, they need a quarterback. And you just said, and Penix, I don't believe in. I think he's the equivalent of a longest drive contestant as opposed to a golfer. I think he can crush the hell out of the ball, but I don't think he can be the golfer that can read the greens, make the putts, the short game, the intermediate game, blah, blah, blah. His accuracy concerns me at times. I'm actually not as down on his health as a lot of people seem to be. I don't really care if he had ACLs in the past. If he's going to be, if he's going to stand in the pocket and effing sling it the way he can, I don't really care about the ACLs. I just don't think he's an NFL caliber accuracy, intermediate, short game passer type. He can absolutely throw a beautiful ball. Like if you just want to, we've said this before. I think we said it on our six rings preview pod for the quarterbacks overall. If you just want to watch somebody throw the football, like throw a lawn chair down, grab a beer and watch somebody throw a football, Michael Penix is the guy. I just don't think his upside is franchise quarterback. So even though you get receipt, I'm also a little, I'm a little dubious of Neighbors. I'm not totally sold on Neighbors.
That's very interesting because now part of that sort of like aggregator storm that you and I get caught in on Twitter led to people say some led some to say like, well, you know, should you now be concerned about Jaden Daniels? Is there a Mac Jones thing going on because he was throwing to Brian Thomas and Malik Neighbors the same way that Mac Jones was throwing to Jalen Waddle and Devonta Smith?
Sure. But there's also Joe Burrow was throwing to Justin Jefferson, Jamar, whoever the hell he was throwing to. Like, that's the reality of some of these programs is you're always going to be throwing to good talent. You're always going to have good talent around or defense. You know, oh, the guy went to Georgia, so he can't play defense because really it's the sum of the parts, not the individual parts. Like, no, we've seen a lot of great players come out of Georgia on defense. So I would have a little bit of that concern with Jaden Daniels. I absolutely would because I saw some poorly placed balls on occasion, slants, deep balls, underthrown, off target that will be more problematic in the NFL than they were at the college level throwing to elite talents. So, yeah, I we're doing a lot of talking and we still have, good Lord, we still have a month plus 6 weeks to talk about this. I haven't moved. I want Drake May. I want let me rephrase that. I want the quarterback that falls to three. And I hope the quarterback that falls to three is Drake May. If it's Jaden Daniels, I also take him.
So in his final two seasons, just because I'm sure they won't take Penix, but just because I've been a fan for a long time, he did start every game his final 2 years. He is a six-year college player with the injuries after going through the transfer portal from Indiana to Washington. He played 28 games in his final two seasons. In 2022, he threw for 13 games, 4,641 yards, 31 tutties, and 8 picks last season, all the way up to the national championship, where they were roundly beaten by the Michigan Wolverines, who were basically a professional football team in college football clothing. He threw for 4,903 yards, 36 touchdowns, and 11 picks. Yes, he also had pro-level receivers in Roma Dunze, and I forget the name of the other receiver there who will become a pro, has some Sunday talent too. But like, I think he moves well. I think he's got pocket savvy. I think he doesn't want to extend plays to a point where he's going to get himself hurt. That arm is just something else. And I think he can throw it through the swirling. Drake May probably can too, Andy. You and I just know what those conditions are like when you're like, oh, it's 8:13 in the morning and I can't feel my face, my fingers, or my feet. How the hell is somebody going to throw a ball 35 times in this today? Mac Jones just wasn't cut out for that. Drake May, probably. Michael Penix, probably as well. And that matters in Foxborough. These are the little things that we hope all of the people that are making these decisions are currently scrutinizing over and, you know, as they look to weaponize the offense.
And who said that? Weird.
Yeah, I know. The Wolf of Ball Street, who, by the way, he probably doesn't want to check the Twix right now as well because his Q rating has come down. Hey, did it bother you at all?
Maybe I'll hit all the decision makers the next few days, see if I can piss everybody in Foxborough off.
That's so funny. Here, let me just use my card to... Wow, my media card's not working at the door. This is so strange. Hello? I used to work here. Andy?
I'm Trey Wingo. And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect forever.